comic solidarity breaking team listener when in the There's Always a Fly in Paradise department, just when resource prices allow the highly respected great resource polluters to make a killing, and even bigger killing, along comes the fly in the form of, you guessed it, evil unions. Thanks to this anti-caring employer legislation the thoughtless socialists have passed, after years of great corporates like the big true blue Aussie, BHP, bloody huge profits, bloody huge polluter, and Rio Tinto, the planet operating non-union operations in Western True Blue Aussie, for instance, the evil unions now say they must negotiate union EBAs. Although, not sure why they're worried, because no doubt they would have negotiated the best possible deal with their non-union workers for their non-union workers, making it difficult to understand why they're worried about evil unions. Well, no, we do understand. Thanks to resource industry spokesperson Tania Constable-Profits. She's the one who authorises those ads telling us how important renewable gas is to the transition from renewable gas, without telling us just when gas became renewable. Tania forced to write a think piece. Okay, for the sake of argument, think piece headed Unions Given Keys to the Pilbara. Unions will seek pay without productivity as the all-being-oozy government hands over control of True Blue Aussie's resource powerhouse. Phew, that's how serious it is, listener. The great transnational behemoths must retain control of our resource powerhouse. Next thing, the all-being-oozy government will expect them to pay taxes and royalties, a further barrier to them making their invaluable contribution to whatever contribution they make, which must be huge to balance their contribution to climate change, if there is such a thing, environmental destruction, disregard for Indigenous concerns and sacred sites, that sort of thing. A contribution so invaluable that a long article this week, Profit Cost Blowout Fears Cloud Energy Profits, outlining how each of the great resource corporations face rising cost managers to avoid mentioning their environmental impact at all. That's not a cost, other than to criticise the Tiwi Islanders for delaying poor Santosas, the prophet's Barossa development, through legal action on spurious environmental grounds like it would destroy the environment. Hirono declared was based on superstitious lies. To add to their woes, the Western True Blue Aussie Environment Protection Authority has knocked back poor Woodside with Profits Browse development just because it could, almost certainly would, destroy an ecologically fragile marine environment. Thankfully, that problem for poor Woodside with looks like being overcome, as the Western True Blue Aussie government is now considering changing the law to allow the minister to override the EPA. Life back to normal, other than the ecologically fragile life, but what contribution does it make to the economy? We've been warned. Big trouble in Little Melbourne. Where would we be without the Lord Rupert of Wapping soon to alert us? It's war. Irresponsible protesters waging war on those who wage war. Well, not wage personally, of course, it's bloody dangerous. No, send and facilitate the cannon fodder who wage war. CBD conflict zone, P1 screamed Wednesday. Exclusive, 1800, a police forced off beat to tackle mass protest amid fears of worst chaos in 24 years. Yes, up to 25,000 protesters threatening anarchy, threatening the merchants of death industry barons and their government clients, holding a harmless little military fair to show off their latest state-of-the-art killer merchandise. Violent protesters upsetting good, peace-loving warmongers. Because we know when violent protesters and keep the peace paramilitary... police clash, it is always the violent protesters bashing up the poor defenceless coppers. Still good of Lord Rupert to alert us. Us? Where did that come from? Them, alerting them to the coppers' intentions. The baton, pepper spray and taser hands twitching, the boot sharpened. And of course, there's nothing violent about the merchants of death and their governments getting together to discuss state-of-the-art slaughter and destruction across the globe, but only of the bad guys. Oh, and bad women and bad children and bad babies. Well, the good guys like the US of the UN of the US of the world, and therefore, true blue Aussie, no, bad women produce bad babies who grow up to be bad guys and bad women, so knocking them off is a safety first measure. As that Zion spokesperson said, starving non-land, non-people Palestinians to death is the moral thing to do. Like our very close, highly moral friend, the US, of announcing this week it will send a further 30 billion, real figure, 30 billion, in merchants of death merchandise to Zion. The bombs slaughtering the non-land, non-people, for instance, while musing that its very, very, very close friend Zion just maybe should not be killing quite as many non-land, non-people, leading naturally to our minister for going overseas all the time and being a perfectly good little prefect, Penny Left Wing, to muse our very, very, very close friend Zion just maybe should not be killing quite as many non-land, non-people. Although neither the US Arms Secretary for World State Anthony Blinken Idiot nor Penny told us just how many they should be killing, how many are acceptable. To prove all that, same day the whopping's in, protesters, cops clash at factory. Violent protesters yet again picketing a factory just going about its lawful business of supplying parts for the train killer merchandise slaughtering the non-land, non-people, the weapons our government assures us we are not supplying. It's difficult, isn't it? Who are we to believe? See, the violence occurred when the violent protesters refused to clear the entrance so the workers could get in to manufacture the killer exports we don't export, so the coppers were forced to lay into them. The whopping sin alerting us to just how violent the protesters were, with footage showed one protester extending a middle finger at officers. Good God, the finger! Have we ever heard anything so violent? Any wonder the poor coppers had no choice but to lay into her or him, but it went on and got even more violent, worse, while others chanted in the background, chanted, made noise, sang, doubtless violent chants. Who'd be a copper? Well, maybe the odd, sadistic, brainless psychopath. Oh, and add racist. Good to see that out-of-control bastion of militant unionism, the Police Association, forced to attack the Northern True Blue Aussie Commissioner, see get stuck into the boss, for apologising for their innate blatant racism. If we weren't, you know, like racist, we couldn't do our, you know, like job, they explained. What a relief to report on a good union. Nothing evil about them. Unless we think racism could be a bit of a problem. No connection to racism, but Constable Duffer used to be a copper, didn't he? And we can be sure he was a dedicated active unionist, like his shadowy Minister for Caring Business Class Relations, Michaela Koch, the workers, who loves trade unions. I would love to see trade unions and evil trade unions disappear altogether. She continued to embarrass her elocution teacher. Michaela knows the socialist efforts to smash the evil CFMEU do not smash far enough. Meanwhile, we're still waiting for Anthony, Murray Week and the team to legislate an administrator to PwC, pricks with confidentiality and the growing collection of corporate crooks. Oh, I keep forgetting, we must let the law take its course. On the law, convicted felon, isn't it a disgrace the way poor Donald Trump or the Pause campaign is being vandalised? Interviews delayed, social media interfered with, offices broken into, attacks by the day, forcing poor Donald to lay the blame where he knows it sits fairly and squarely. Mad, lunatic, out of control Kamala. And the Democrats. I hope no one suspects that just maybe an ever-increasingly desperate Don would be, no, perish the thought. Wash your mouth out, Kevin. The socialists are yet again wrestling with a matter of principle, this time that report recommending the banning of all gambling promotion and advertising, the principle that matters ranging from 55,000 to 110,000. What the hell's he talking about, I hear you say? Well, the socialists have this business forum, a nice little earner, businesses forking out 55 grand providing access to ministers, or 110 grand for the big one, the gold-plated one, with even more access to ministers. Ministers like the Minister for Gamble with the punters, meek held to problem gamblers, rolling the dice, and surprise, surprise, all the big corporate gamble lots, corporate bookies as they called, are forum members, and all employ former police or political advisors as lobbyists, largely from the caring business class party, including the industry representative body, which has to be one of the more audacious euphemistic misnomers, Responsible Gambling True Blue Aussie. Responsible Gambling True Blue Aussie. Well, of course, anybody called Responsible Gambling would be pleading with the government to ban advertising and promotion, ASP, yesterday if possible. Okay, no surprise, we know. Responsible Gambling True Blue Aussie is pleading with lobbying the government to be irresponsible. Bans would destroy free-to-air telly, the media, make major sports like footy non-viable. It'd be like living under the Taliban. It's only concern that people can go on enjoying the sports and telly programs they love. All altruistic heart. The same arguments another great social contributor to the tobacco industry used when threatened with the same bans. And we all know its concerns were vindicated. The world as we know it collapsed. Well, other than business as usual. Mick Hell to problem gamblers must be wonderful fun to socialise with, because not only has Responsible Gambling True Blue Aussie access through the forum, but through it shouted her lunch at one of Sydney's most exclusive restaurants, where the issue of gambling bans wouldn't have rated a mention. They just think she's such fun with whom to wine and dine. A laugh a minute. By the way, is anyone prepared to bet the government will do anything but appease the industry and the telly and media barons and the big sporting behemoths? So finally, there is one very, very important reason why the socialists should ban all advertising and promotions, and 55,000, even 110,000 reasons why they won't. Good morning.